Good afternoon, and welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, and my dear partner in crime, Keely. She has moved on to another job, and I wish her well. She's going to be absolutely extraordinary at that job. So you're just stuck with me for a little while. Welcome to my favorite month. September is an awesome month. And on today's show, I'll be talking to Director Tim Bangle of the anxiously awaited Murder on the Orient Express at the Panada opening up this weekend, as well as Dorothy Prophet, who is in the show. It'll be exciting to hear from them. And then we're going to hear from Soul, that Selkirk Outdoor Leadership Experience, regarding their organization and their upcoming gala. And finally, we'll have Kristen Carlson from Bonner General Health to talk about their upcoming Find Your Strength Run and other great things happening at BGH. So that's about it. I hope everybody is making their way through all of the road construction because it's a little bit crazy. I was almost late for the radio show because I tried to outwit it and go the byway, and then I ran into it again. So the radio show might have just been the guests talking and not me here, but they could have done it since they're, you know, amazing actor people. But seems like life is slowing down just a bit in Sandpoint. You know, tourism season is kind of calming down, but now it's the retirees who travel after all the kids are in school, so they don't have to worry about kids anywhere. But we're seeing a lot of them in the visitor center, which is great. A lot of our Canadian friends coming down as well to spend their hard-earned dollar in our town, and we always like to encourage that. Helps our little businesses. So anyway, stay tuned, and we will be talking to Tim and Dorothy coming up. Thank you for joining us on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
As the days start getting shorter and a slight nip in the evening air becomes apparent, it's hard not to acknowledge that the annual grape harvest for us at the Pondere Winery is here. Over the next 2 months, we will turn some of the highest quality grapes in the country into more award-winning wines. In the meantime, please enjoy our 2020 Petite Syrah as September's Wine of the Month. We also have a terrific lineup of music and a menu of cuisine sure to satisfy almost every appetite. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 8, so come see us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 28 years.
What's new at Mountain Traders? Sacred Seed Homeschool Store is now open, a cozy cabin dedicated for buying and selling quality used homeschool curriculum. Also, now hosting Righteous Canine, basic to advanced dog training. Contact Mountain Traders for class schedules. An outdoor cast iron Dutch oven cooking class is scheduled Saturday, September 30th. Sign up early, as space is limited. Mountain Traders local training post, located on Highway 95, 10 short miles north of Pondere. For info, go to mountaintraders.net.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Boonberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Boonberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Ooh.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. With me here in the studio is Tim Bangle, the esteemed director of Murder on the Orient Express, and one of my favorite also directors, actors, Dorothy Prophet, is joining him here. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So is the show ready to go?
It's very close. It's very close.
It'll be ready by Friday.
It will be ready by Friday, yes.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm just adjusting to the different space and adding the different tech elements involved. It's theater.
I have a different take on that.
Well, you know, we actors think this, it's Hell Week that we refer it to. So, Dorothy, what's your take?
I think that we're doing, you know, the actors and all of that stuff and the backstage people, they're all doing really great. Tim just can't be satisfied. He has to keep change. Oh, I'm just going to make this one more change. He wants it perfect, which is a great thing to have.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Always something else.
Yeah. There are many of us who are very excited, and it opens this Friday, right, at the Panada?
That is correct.
And runs for two weekends?
Two weekends, the 22nd, 23rd, and then this weekend is the 15th, 16th.
Nice. And so how does someone obtain tickets?
Well, of course, you can get them at the door, but if you want to buy them in advance, you can get them at lporep.com.
Right. lporep.com. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's one of the performances of Lake Pondere Repertory Theater, and it's just been such a great experience the last couple of years doing all of these shows. And so I would like the audience to hear what is from the director's perspective and then the actor's perspective, what makes this show, your version of Murder on the Orient Express, so unique?
Well, I think there's two big things. One of them is Daisy. Daisy is only scripted in the play in the first scene, and the show is really about her and the love that everybody has towards her. The crime that's committed kind of pushes the characters down a path, to commit murder. And so we have taken her and plugged her in as a ghost like figure throughout the rest of the show. And then we have her kind of interact a little bit more at the end when we reveal the big twists and stuff. So she's the biggest difference. I don't think I've ever heard. I've never seen any versions of Murder on the Orient Express, but I've never heard of anybody using Daisy in this manner before.
No, I was like, who's that?
Yeah. And then the other thing, pertains to McQueen. I think that's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
But
yeah,
we have a different take or a different approach on the character of McQueen that I think is fascinating.
And so technically, what's different about this play?
Technically? Well, we've included aspects of film.
Yeah.
And it's super fascinating to watch. It adds a lot of depth to the performances on stage. It allows the actors to kind of remain in the present at the end versus bouncing back and forth between who they were in the beginning of the play versus who they are at the end of the show. But then we also have some reveals, like we filmed the murder and we show that on the big screen, and it's pretty powerful to watch.
Oh my gosh. So from the actor's perspective, tell me about how it's going for you. And
well, it's been a great process. I mean, it's an ensemble cast, and everybody, you know, works together to make it happen, and we need all of them. But the film aspect that Tim brought to this particular production adds such a texture to the whole experience, even as an actor, to be able to sit on stage while you know what's being shown and have facial expressions or body movements that align with what's happening that can show the emotion of the actors that are on stage while they're experiencing it. So it's just phenomenal how he's done that. Like I said, the bar has been set so high,
right,
that it's going to be a long time before anyone's going to be able to top this one, because it's just great.
Well, now you're challenged. So it's been a while since you've been on stage on the actor part.
Yes.
And so how's that going for you?
Well, here's the good news.
You told Tim what to do much?
No, I have not. I have not said.
He has not.
I have not once said I'm not the director, but I have not.
Good.
Not said it once. Although, very quietly, I have made two comments to the actors, and I said, shh, don't tell Tim. And then they didn't, so that was nice. but, no, I, enjoy it. I mean, I did acting for so many years here, and then I just took a break from it,
right,
you know, for personal reasons, and went into directing and producing, which was also fun. Mm-hmm. But it's really fun to be back on stage.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous because, you know, now I'm older. Can I really memorize this? Can I do all of that stuff? But yeah, it comes back. It's like riding a bike.
If I can, you can.
Yeah.
If I can memorize, right. I think that too. It's like, maybe this will be the one where I go to the white room and just stand there and stare
at
everybody.
The white room.
Right?
Okay, no, I'm not going there.
Yeah. Yeah. Going like there. I did in the play that you and I were in. Yeah. That was hideous, but we recovered well.
We recovered well. There's always a way to recover.
Yeah. So, Tim, what's been the hardest part about the play? What's been the most challenging aspect of the play?
Yeah, it's not challenging.
The least favorite thing that I've experienced in this is telling people or turning people away during the casting process.
Oh yeah.
You know, working with the film that we've been working on the last couple of years, I've been able to write in roles for people who wanted to participate.
Right.
But in theater, you can't. You've got a set script and you got to follow it. So making those calls was really the hardest part and most challenging for me.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting because, you know, instead of the same ensemble that we've had year after year, it's really great to add more to the theater group. And, you know, that's what we want, is more people to come out. And I know I'm excited because there are some people that I'm not familiar with at all.
A new guy, Mark West,
yeah,
who is playing the role of Ratchet. And he, I don't know where he came from, out of the woodwork somewhere, but he is phenomenal.
Oh, good.
It's like, oh, please do more. He's just so, so good.
That's excellent.
Yeah. When he first started speaking, the first time I ever heard him, I was like, wow, where have you been?
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Did he just move here? Or?
No, he's been in the area for a while.
Just decided this was the one.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I don't know what about this show that appealed to him. Him and his daughter, one of his daughters plays Daisy.
Huh.
So, yeah, they've both been great to work with.
So what do you hope the audience walks away with? What kind of experience do you want them to walk away with?
I want them to feel the emotion that we've focused on, and that's that love. And also to really think about judging people before you speak, because both we got Perot's perspective and we've got the eight's perspective, and both of them have really good points.
Right.
And there's no real right or wrong answer.
Sure.
It just depends on the perspective of the person. So it's the love and approaching it with an open mind.
Right. Be curious, not judgmental.
I really want to tell people that if they think they know the story because they've seen the movie or they've read the book, mm-hmm, or whatever, they don't. Because this is nothing like – I watched just out of – for me, I typically don't, but this time I watched all four of the old movies, every single one of them, back from the one from 1930-something,
right,
just to kind of get a perspective on how it's gone.
Sure.
And then I also read the book. None of those things apply to this show. The show is very different. It's the same story, but it's not. And so don't think, oh, I've seen that, or oh, I'm familiar with that, because that was one of the things at the very beginning. Before I auditioned, I told Tim, I'm like, I don't know, it's kind of old material, it's tired, I don't know. And,
right,
and he has managed miraculously to change it into something that's fresh and new and has a really unique spin. So people really need to see it. It's like if you like Agatha Christie and you like that kind of stuff,
right,
you need this one to add to your repertoire because it's different.
Yeah. We did Mousetrap a number of years ago, and I was a wretched old woman. I was the one they killed. Well deserved.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Agatha has been a very interesting writer.
I also did some background on her. She needed professional help. I mean, honestly.
Like mentally?
Yes.
Oh.
The woman was nuts.
Well,
so,
you know, some say that about Stephen King too, but right.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying I think she genuinely wanted to kill somebody, and I don't know who it was, but somebody.
Somebody.
I know it's always interesting to try to think in or be in the mind of, you know, the writer when they wrote this. And I'm sure once you get going, especially with, you know, Perot, once you find a character that's great, you can just keep on going and get him in. And there's a new movie coming out, too.
The same day.
The same day. What? Whoa. But everybody, I encourage you to come to the play.
Yeah, this is a limited run. You can watch that movie any old time.
That's right. Soon it'll be streaming everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. So what do you think that, Tim, if you direct more, that you're going to be using film aspect because you've had a great time putting this together? I can't wait to see the marriage of the two.
I wouldn't say that I plan on incorporating it into every production. I think when it's appropriate, I would use it. I don't want that to be, you know, my calling card necessarily.
Right.
I'm looking at the next show that Keely and I have talked about me doing for next year, and so far I don't see any spots to include film in that show. So I'm leaving it to the script to determine what type of media we use.
So what made you determine this needed film?
It was just reading the script. The first scene we came to, the script calls for an offstage reenactment of the kidnapping with Daisy. I'm like, that's kind of boring. Let's film it. It just made sense. And when I got to the end of the script with all the flashbacks and kind of looking at it from the perspective of having the actors bounce in and out of character, it made more sense to do the film and then showing the murder rather than performing it on stage. Just reading the script, there were a lot of things that popped out as possible film opportunities, and they work really well.
Excellent. I know. I can't wait to see it. So before we leave, tell us again where people can purchase tickets and the dates.
Well, we open this Friday, the 15th. Mm-hmm. Shows start at 7 p.m. We also run on the 16th, the 22nd, and the 23rd. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online at lporep.com.
Yeah.
And the tickets are $25.
Nice. Any last words from you, Dorothy?
Don't miss it.
Yeah, don't miss it. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming down, and I hope to see everybody. I'm going opening night because I want to see it before everybody else does. I'm just that way. Anyway, so stay tuned. Time for another break. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision here to talk to you about insurance company steering. Steering happens when you call your insurance company to report a claim, and they suggest that you go to one of their preferred shops instead of telling you that it is your choice where to go. The dirty little secret behind this is that body shop has signed a contract with the insurance company to use imitation Chinese parts, junkyard parts, and other things to reduce the price of the repairs. So the body shop gets the work, the insurance company gets the discount, and I ask you, what do you get? At North Idaho Collision, we care more about quality than we do about profits. So North Idaho Collision will never sign contracts that don't benefit our customers. Simply put, we care about you and the way your vehicle is repaired. If you feel the same way that we do, you can find us at 148 David Thompson Drive in Bonners Ferry. Our phone number is 208-267-9995. Again, that's 208-267-9995. Or you can find us on the web at nicrepaircenter.com.
Weekend Hoe Excavation and Hauling is dedicated to help make your vision a reality. They offer complete site work for residential and commercial properties. From land clearing, road installs, pad preps, and site utilities, Weekend Hoe Excavation will be there each step of the way. Licensed, bonded, and insured, serving Sagal to Clark Fork for over 20 years. To learn more about what Weekend Hoe Excavation can do for you, visit them on the web, weekendhoeexcavation.com.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. Joining me is Soul Selkirk Outdoor Leadership Experience. Dennison Webb is the Executive Director, and he's going to tell us exactly what they do and about an event they have coming up. So welcome, Dennison.
Thanks, Kate.
So tell our audience who doesn't know anything about Soul, tell them what it is.
Sure. Soul, Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education, actually.
Oh, sorry. Education.
It's okay. We do experiences.
Yeah.
A lot of people make that same mistake, and that's okay. We do experiential education, so that can happen both indoors and outdoors. Primarily, the majority of what we do is outdoor education, which would be a thread of experiential education. Mm-hmm. So we do outdoor leadership programs, outdoor education programs, adventure education programs, corporate training, development, kind of team building type experiences. All that fits into experiential education. But I would say the vast majority of our programs are centered around youth mm-hmm. outdoor education programs. And so that's ages 4 to 17.
Okay, what are some of the programs that 4 to 17 year olds
yeah,
do?
So in the summer our very popular leadership progression starts with our junior naturalist program. It's a place-based experiential education program, so it's has a rich STEAM curriculum, so mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And as an example, it's thematic in nature, so our last session was water wizards, and so kids built, you know, did things from like engineering boats and racing their boats down the stream, to doing a macro invertebrate stream study and learning about the different water bugs that live in there and what does that mean as far as stream quality. And so and then a whole lot of free play, because from a developmental perspective, cognition, really youth in that early age frame, they need to free play. They need to go out and do what many of us did as kids. Adults today would go out and, you know, when they were kids, would build forts and things like that.
Right.
Unfortunately, with the onset of technology, a lot of kids are sedentary, spending time indoors.
Yeah.
And they're not really developing those critical thinking and problem solving skills. And so free play provides that, provides that opportunity for these kids. And parents are very busy, and you know, nowadays many working two jobs and et cetera here in our local community. So it's just a great way to kind of help your kid continue to develop those skills that they may not otherwise get.
So have you always been interested in this, or how did you get into this?
Yeah, great question. So yes and no. So as a young boy, I grew up on the Outer Banks of North Carolina in cut-off blue jean shorts, no shirt, no shoes, you know, that kind of kid playing in the wetlands and catching crabs and catching flounders, you know, and all that kind of good stuff, and just playing in the woods. That, you know, transitioned into joining the Boy Scouts when I was younger and became an Eagle Scout, always in a very adventure-based scout troop. And so I got kind of the bug of high adventure and, you know, outdoor adventure at that age. And then I went to work for the National Outdoor Leadership School, which is probably one of the world's premier, if not the world's premier, outdoor leadership organization, and leading expeditions mainly in the continental United States. I did that from 98 to really about present day. With that came other opportunities to work for wilderness therapy programs, go and teach at Texas A&M University. And so I just kind of combined all of that experience into developing Soul here in Sandpoint, because we want to provide similar opportunities for our community and beyond, you know, here in North Idaho.
So now you, do you also, I know that the Longbridge Swim, I think it's fifth graders. They give kids swim lessons at fifth grade. Awesome. Yeah, and so do you, is there a specific age that you deal with the most or that you offer the programs?
So I would say our signature programs are Snow School program, which is in partnership with an outfit called the Winter Wildlands Alliance out of Boise, Idaho. We took their snow school model, and we partnered with our local school district and developed a really robust curriculum to address math and science standards, because at that fifth grade level, things like the water cycle, understanding the functions of the water cycle, what the water cycle is, how does it work, all that kind of good stuff, as well as line graphing, so learning how to create a line graph and analyze a line graph. And so we use those kinds of things with field work, you know, underpinned by active field work, so getting kids out on the snow, doing what's called a snow pit profile, you know, checking the temperature profile, the hardness profile, you know, the snow water equivalency, or as we tell, you know, we share with them, they love SWEE. So all these really important things that for our local natural resources and better yet, our water resource needs that here in North Idaho and the western mountainous United States, snow is where we get our water.
Right.
And so we felt like that was a really great age because the standards lined up, as well as, you know, those kids should start taking care of themselves.
Right.
So teaching things like personal leadership skills, like outdoor living skills, like how to keep warm and dry, snowshoeing, things like that, you know, getting snowshoes on and off, all those kinds of little tiny little lessons build confidence in these kids, especially at that age, and, you know, reinforce the idea that they can do it. They can be resilient. You know, they can take care of themselves.
Right.
So it's a really, you know, not to be corny or whatever, it's a holistic opportunity, educational opportunity to really develop a lot of different skills. And so that program, our Snow School program, every fifth grader in the school district gets that opportunity. So to date, as of last year, every graduate of Sandpoint High School has gone through Snow School. And so we've served.
That's amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
Over 3,000 kids. You know, in that program alone, 7,600 kids in totality in our different programs over the past 10 years. So that's pretty remarkable.
So I imagine, of course, there's a fee to it. And how, if kids can't afford one of these programs, do you offer scholarships?
Yeah, great question. That's a great segue, too, to our upcoming event. But, yeah, so our Youth Scholarship Fund provides opportunities both for schools, groups, to participate in SOL programs as well as individual families. Mm-hmm. So as an example, this summer we scholarshiped, I believe, six kids or so to participate in our summer programs. That said, this is something I really like to share with everyone, is every child receives some sort of scholarship because of the expense of what we do. It's highly intentional. It takes a lot of time and energy. And what does that mean? There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that happens to make a successful educational program happen. It's not just about taking kids outdoors.
Sure.
You know, because we're, you know, teaching them, we're preparing them, equipping them, and then going out there and actually doing the work. And so we like to say there's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right.
Everything we do to wrap around to really make sure learning comprehension happens and the outcomes are there. So,
and so you have an event coming up.
We have our inaugural Harvest Moon Gala, which is pretty exciting because we've never done something this fancy, I guess you could say. Typically, it's like film fest and stuff.
That's
with
right.
a lot of beer.
Excellent.
So this event's happening on September 23rd from 5 to 11 approximately, or until the music stops. But it's going to be an all-inclusive event with food from Pearls on the Lake. If you know Alex Jacobson and have tried his chef artistry, if you will.
That's right. Yeah.
He's going to be, you know, spearheading the food, and they're going to do crafted cocktails. We're going to have wine, I believe, from the winery on every table. So there's ample opportunity. If you don't, we'll have also mocktails. If that's not your thing, if you don't like alcohol, that's fine too. We'll have those options available. Live music will be there from a band called Cedar Teeth out of Portland, and they're real fun. It's right on the lake. If you guys have never been out to Pearls on the Lake or Beyond Hope Resort, there's camping there available if folks want to do that option. We're going to have a bonfire photo booth. Folks are going to learn a little bit about, you know, kind of the state of Seoul at present day. And then it's just going to be, oh, silent auction with a lot of exclusive silent auction, with a lot of great items. So just a lot of different stuff, and to have fun and come out and support the community, and better yet, Seoul and the work we're doing in the community. And more importantly, our leaders of tomorrow, right, the kids in the community. So
I think, and where can you buy tickets?
You can jump on our website, soulexperiences.org, S-O-L-E, it's experiences, and that's plural.org. And right there at the on the header of the webpage, you'll see a button that says learn more and purchase tickets. And then that'll link you to Eventbrite. If you're on Eventbrite, just I'm sure if you Googled Seoul Harvest Moon, it'll pop up and populate. If you're on social media, there's ample opportunities there to kind of, you know, figure out where to go to purchase tickets.
Sure. You can always call the chamber. I'll tell you where to purchase tickets.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. So I think it's very interesting that you brought up about, you know, really being out in nature with kids. My grandson, who's 13, is in Boy Scouts, and my son-in-law is the Scoutmaster, and we had a conversation not too long ago, and he said, you know, I don't want the kids to be spending time fundraising, selling light bulbs. And he said, I want to have them out in nature and learning to do things. And I thought that was interesting. And he said, I've got to find a way, if I can find a grant, to get all these kids backpacks so we can go out in nature. And he and I are having a very difficult time looking for or finding grants for kids to do this kind of stuff. They live over in the Seattle area, specific Boy Scouts, because, and so I was, while you were talking and you said that you take groups, I think that I'll mention to him that he should bring the guys over here. And
Yeah, we love that. So, for Scouts, they, if they want to do an expedition based program, which we loved it when, you know, when I was in scouting, I think they have a 50 miler patch, you know, mm-hmm. that you get, earn that after you hike 50 consecutive miles or something like that. But at any rate, our teen trek program is a perfect fit.
Yeah.
It's a 7-day program. We went on the Missouri River this year, took some local girls from Sandpoint High School who are awesome girls and loved it. They had a great time. And it's totally out of their wheelhouse, which was really cool to watch them, like, you know, step out of their comfort zone and really challenge themselves. They acknowledge that very, and I believe, I don't know if they both are on the student council, but at least one of them is. And
right.
So it's just cool to be able to provide those opportunities and go give back to their school, you know, right, and gain some confidence and leadership. And
well, then so like we can have more individuals such as yourself who, you know, really love and respect the outdoors and to teach others that way, you know.
Stewardship is important,
yes,
both community
absolutely.
And environmental. You know, I'm an avid hunter, fisherman, and
yeah,
outdoorsman and all that good stuff. And it's definitely important to take care of that which you love to,
right,
to do, right?
Yeah. Well, and I know that for our program at the Chamber Leadership Sandpoint, Dennison always helps us kick off the first class with team building, and everybody loves it. And so if you have a group that wants to do team building, I really also recommend that you reach out to Seoul, because it really is – it's a great experience. And Dennison's wit and wisdom is – the names that people in the South call bugs are so much different than – what we call bugs, but it's always a wonderful time. So before we wrap it up, tell us one more time where we can get tickets to the gala to support your amazing programs.
Appreciate it, Kate. So one more time, folks can jump on soulexperiences.org. That's S-O-L-E experiences, and that's plural.org, soulexperiences.org. You can also jump on Facebook or Instagram and find us there.
That's right. And the event is the 23rd, right?
It is September 23rd, 5 to 11. Come early, stay late.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dennison, for giving us your time. And we're going to take another break, but come right back and join us here on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Ridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ridge Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
One thing North Idaho's high school sports teams are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor North Idaho high school sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-278-0630 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-278-0630. That's 800-278-0630. Again, 800-278-0630.
Attention Grace knows women are tired of bulky, leaky plastic pads made with harsh ingredients that irritate their skin. Attention Grace has set out to design the cleanest, highest performing incontinence products, and the difference is night and day. Women everywhere are switching to Attention Grace, a revolutionary line of skin-safe incontinence, liners, pads, and briefs that are tough on leaks, safe on skin, and gentler on the planet. Ready to upgrade your incontinence care? Attention Grace, now available at Walmart.com and 1,500 supercenters nationwide.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. Again, this is Kate, President and CEO of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. And I actually have two people here from Bonner General Health. I have Keely, you know, the one who used to work for me. Oh, wait. And then we have Kristen Carlson.
I feel called out right now.
You should.
I feel very called out right now.
Yeah. But. Yeah.
At least I brought her back for Chamber Chatter.
I know. That's really great. So they're here to talk about the fun run that's coming up, right? So yes. Tell us all about it, Krista.
First, I would like to wish you a happy birthday on air.
Thank you.
Everyone, it's Kate's birthday.
Just so you all know, Kate McAllister, the queen of Sandpoint's birthday, is today.
Is today. I am 64. Push your and you need to talk into your microphone closer.
Hi. How's this?
There you go. Perfect, because we want to hear everything you say.
Okay, we have quite a few things coming up, but the most recent, is that the right way to say
sure.
that? The most recent, the
upcoming,
soonest,
the closest, upcoming, the most upcoming.
I don't do this very often anymore. So, is the Bonner General Health Foundation Family Fun Run? Mm-hmm. It's on Saturday, September 23rd. It is a 5K and a superhero themed 1K. Something new that we're doing this year in an effort to support our community mm-hmm. and just the overall health and wellness of not just our children, but as a family. We are doing free registration for any kid K through 6 that brings their jogathon foot necklace. And if you don't know what that is, the kids do jogathon every year in Lake Pendere School District, and they run a certain amount of laps, and they get these little feet, these little plastic feet mm-hmm. for their little necklace. And it's a really
nice.
Big deal. My son has like 30 of them, and he's very competitive about
never.
It. Yeah, not competitive at all. So if you bring your jogathon necklace, you get a golden foot to go on your necklace, and you get a free registration for the 5K or the 1K or both. So that's kind of our little give back to the community.
Nice.
You can pre-register right now. If you go to bonnergeneral.org /foundation, you can register online, or you can come during packet pickup, which is Friday 4 to 7, and Saturday 7:30 to 9:30.
And down at the beach?
Down at, yes.
Okay.
At City Beach. Start and finish is at City Beach, and it goes up Sand Creek and back, mm-hmm. both races. And there'll be an after party at Trinity.
Nice.
Bounce houses, Star the Magician, ugh, face painting. Look at you. Bounce houses?
Yeah.
You don't want to go bounce
no.
in a bounce house?
No. No. No thanks.
And proceeds for this race are going towards the exoskeleton, mm-hmm. which is a rehab technology that helps people learn to walk again.
Nice.
So
cool.
Yes. Very, very cool. We're very, very close to reaching our goals. So if you can, come out and support. And there'll actually be a live demo of the exoskeleton with a patient that has used it before and is going to be using it again as soon as we get it. So
I saw them demoing it yesterday. I was walking through the HSB and it was one of the coolest things ever. I was standing in IS and I just saw it go by and I think I poked you. I was like, Kristen, it's happening.
Yes. So very cool. So if you can come out and support the Family Fun Run on September 23rd, you can register at bonnergeneral.org.
So what was the impetus behind the run? I mean, what is the goal? Just to get kids out running or families or?
Yeah, so we have to do a community health needs assessment every right. 3 years. So mm-hmm. one of our, and almost every 3 years, one of the main needs is, where there's just a gap in service is obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And not
right.
just with children, but across the board. So this is kind of a way to offer a healthy activity to our community, especially our kids, but also as a fundraiser as well. So,
sure. Yeah. Excellent. So thank what you. Else is happening at Bonnergeneral?
Well, we have a blood drive every other month. So we have mm-hmm. a blood drive coming up on October 20th. You can register online at vitalant.org.
Vital, could you spell that?
VITALANT.org.
Okay,
Vitalant. And there is
okay.
always a shortage of blood. They always need donors, but it's pretty critically low right now. So if you can give, we would love to have you. We also have our 26th annual Hospice Rose event,
right.
which is a fundraiser for hospice.
Yeah.
We are the only nonprofit hospice in Bonner and Boundary County. So
yep.
all the proceeds from the Rose sale go right back into patient care.
Right. And I don't think people understand that. I did hospice work in Spokane for years for the Spokane Hospice, which was nonprofit because, you know, that's really important for individuals in, you know, that are going to experience those end of life situations that they find a nonprofit and not someone that's, you know, for profit. I know that might not make a lot of sense, but I'm very supportive of the nonprofit hospice organizations and what they do.
Yes.
Because they're not in it for the money. They're just in it to help people.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So you can pre-order those online. Again, bonnergeneral.org. We have all of our events on our homepage. It's $25 per dozen roses, but if there's any business owners out there or anybody that wants to bulk order, possibly for their employees, there is a discount option and there's a delivery option if you order 20 bundles
well,
or more.
And anybody who buys flowers, $25 a dozen is cheap.
Yes.
Oh
exactly.
my gosh.
Exactly. So thank you, Safeway. So Safeway helps us and they
nice.
Order them for us and they give us a deal on those so that we can make a little profit on each dozen roses.
Perfect.
So again, bonnergeneral.org. And last but not least, we are finally bringing back the breast cancer awareness sip and screen.
Nice.
Which is a mammogram event
uh-huh.
where you can come on Saturday, October 14th and get your mammogram and you can have a snack and a little sip and you can hang out with your friends and have some fun. So,
and that's, you know, it's really, I can't stress enough how important that is to get your mammogram. I know there are some that are like, they don't like it or it hurts. I don't understand that. I don't think it hurts, but I'm telling you what hurts worse is breast cancer.
Yes.
So be sure to get out there and get your mammogram, get screened, because if you can catch something sooner, that's absolutely beneficial to you and your family. And I mean, it lasts 15 seconds, if that. So I never understood that because the alternative is not good.
Exactly.
It's not good at
exactly.
all. And there've been, I've had a number of friends who didn't get annual checkups and then they found a lump and it has not been good for them.
Yes.
And so I think it's really important and I really love things like this. Unfortunately, you don't have whiskey, so I won't be drinking the
There will be no whiskey.
There will be no whiskey.
But it will be fun. We're doing a spa package giveaway. You can bring your friends. You can book like a time block. And so you can come with your friends and have a sip.
Everybody
and
do
have
it.
Yes, and everybody do it together. It's on a Saturday for you working women out there.
Nice.
BonnerGeneral.org. You can either just go to the website or you can call 208-265-3349 to book your appointment. And we really hope that people will come and join us. We have 100, we have room for 100 mammograms that day. So.
And so when you've done this before, has it filled up quickly? Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes.
Good.
This was pre-pandemic times, so right. We haven't done one in 3 years. So I'm really hoping. And we have 2 mammography machines now, so we can serve more than we've ever been able to
nice.
Before.
Well, I really appreciate that you have the 3D one because that's amazing because the mm-hmm. closest one is in Spokane, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really remarkable that
we have 2 now.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's
and,
good.
And it has increased capacity by 80%.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the second one, wasn't that because of an event we had last year?
Yes, that was the Bonner General Health Foundation Heart Ball.
Nice. Which will be coming up again in February.
To purchase it outright. So we had the event in February, and the machine was ordered and delivered and operational by April 1st.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Excellent. So let's circle back to your run.
Yes.
And are there prizes for best costumes or...
Oh, that's a good idea.
What?
There are not, but we encourage you to dress up. We are giving away superhero capes and masks of
nice.
All different colors, and so you can pick your favorite color. There are medals for first, second, and third place for several age groups. So,
is it timed?
It is timed. The 5K is timed. Yes, obviously not the 1K, but the 5K is timed. So again, my competitive kid is like. Let's go. He got third place last year in his age group, so he's out for first or second this year.
And it's for the whole family, right? It's not just for kids.
But exactly.
Yeah, so dad can dress up as Superman or the Ant-Man.
Correct.
Or...
And there were some really fun family costumes last year. Some people went all out, so I hope they do again this year.
That'll be wonderful. Anything else exciting and amazing going on at the hospital or...
Well, as soon as the race is over, the foundation will start gearing up for HeartBall, which will be, I believe it's February 4th next year.
Nice.
I'm not 100% sure what it's going to be what the focus will be, but
right.
when we're know, gonna, Keely will share it with you.
Yes, we're going to find out. As soon as Find Your Strength is over, we get to jump in head first and start planning HeartBall.
Nice, nice. All right, well, it's lovely to see both of you ladies, two of my favorite Kate. People, who both worked for me. By the way, I think I should have the hospital give me a finder's fee because...
I knew that was coming.
They take my best employees, or at least a free surgery or something, right?
Free surgery is a good one.
You said it on air, so you know. Well, hey, John, if you're listening.
Something like that, right? But anyway, thank you so much for coming, and please tell me again how people can find out about the run and what the website is.
BonnerGeneral.org/foundation, mm-hmm. and it'll take you right to the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run on September 23rd.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's it for the Chamber Chatter today. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And I hope to see you at the play this Friday, Murder on the Orient Express. Also going to the gala, the moon, full moon gala for Seoul, so that kids in our area can also go and find out about nature and what nature's all about. And also to attend the fun run, Find Your Strength for Bonner General Health. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.